Welcome to the Craft Beer Connoisseurs. I'm Chris.
Yeah, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Brett Lossigan's producer, John.
Hello, John. Welcome back.
Hey, John.
Yeah, he's still here.
Still here.
Came Big back. Basketball guy, apparently.
It seems to be the case.
Yes. Big fan of the March Madness.
Oh.
Even though, I mean...
Never heard of her. She cute?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I want to say that in terms of like being Sweet 16, but
wow. I think you just did.
Yeah.
I was going to say we're in the later rounds now.
Yeah. We will be.
And everyone's bracket's obviously being completely busted. I mean, mine was busted around 3 o'clock on the first Thursday. Just the way she goes.
You didn't bust at the Sweet 16?
No. Busted long over.
Oh, okay.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Right. Shut up, don't I? Anyway.
Or talk about something
else.
Yeah,
we thought we should chat a little bit about the showdown happening on TAP's social platform. Tyler, please, by all means, take it away.
What do you want from me? We'll talk about what Untap has done. So they've created a 64 brewery tournament-style bracket, which I think, actually, this is a good idea for us to do next year. And it's something we'll look into with the producer at the time and see if we can kind of formulate a Ontario March Madness-style tournament for 2025. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, we have had more than 64 breweries on the podcast, so we could even do it with just breweries that have been on the podcast.
And we can look at that, and what we'll do is we'll do a ranking system by Untappd overall score based on check-ins.
Yeah.
And we can kind of formulate our own March Madness for 2025.
That sounds like math.
So...
Lots of it.
So you won't be involved in the creation of that.
You guys, that'd be kind of a cool idea. Let's look at that for 2025. But Untappd has done this, as we said, 64 brewery tournament style bracket. That's pinned the 64 highest rated breweries on Untappd and then seeded them accordingly. So this is, again, not specific just to the U.S. This
no, it's
is
not.
The 64 highest rated breweries.
Although most of them are in the U.S.
Which makes sense. However, that doesn't mean all of them, right?
No, definitely not.
We'll talk about that in a bit. So this started the same day as March Madness. So that was Thursday, March 21st. And it was put on their Instagram stories as well as they did put it onto... not just the story, but the post. So people can vote on the story and select their favorites. So let's do this in 2025, guys. Does anybody want to kind of go on some information here, the next one?
Yeah, so they did this last year, okay? And the winner was Treehouse Brewing, which we have all had a few beers from. Thank you to your brother, Brett. To your brother.
This guy's celebrating like you just made it to the fucking Final Four here.
A,
like.
I had to have a brother in order for this to happen. And B, I had to give you guys beers.
Yeah. So you didn't have to. I think he gave them.
Okay. Beers. Thank you for bringing them to us, Brett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, good job, Brett.
You're welcome.
So I guess the question is, will they repeat as the champion again? Or is there a new champion for 2024? Or maybe there's like a Cinderella. Maybe they've done it in terms of 1 to 64 rather than the 4 1 to 16s. But maybe like a 64 will make it.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it, right? Like we'll have to figure out how we're going to design ours next year.
Yeah, and because
you want to go in brackets, you want to go in just 1 to 64. It's gonna be.
We'll figure it out. We'll get on this
because it's based on popularity. You could have a brewery that has a very rabid fan base who. Really goes crazy on voting for that brewery to get it all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing is there going to be some cash under the table in order to get that brewery?
I don't know.
Otani's in.
Exactly.
Right. I don't know if Untappd is a corrupt organization or not.
Nah, we know they're not.
No, I meant the breweries themselves. Just get those fives.
Yeah. Paid sponsorship.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So it is interesting to note, though, there are two Canadian breweries. So Brasserie du Bas Canada, which John and Brett, you've both been there.
It's not at the same time, but we have been there.
Yeah, in Gatineau. And we've all had beers from there.
Yeah,
And all have said very good things about them.
Yes, very good beers. Very good.
Yep.
So they were included in this 64, as well as another brewery from Quebec named Brett and Sauvage.
You guys didn't realize anyone, a guy named Sauvage, right?
No. So they're,
I wish you didn't know a guy named Brett.
They're in there as well.
You know a couple other ones besides me, so true, there's that too. True,
yeah, true. And interesting to note, they're actually facing off in the first round, or they faced off in the first round. So we cannot have two Canadian breweries meet in the finals.
No. Yeah, that's just process elimination right there. Yeah.
So from a numbers perspective here, Breton Sauvage was 18 ranked.
In the world.
18 ranked.
That's crazy.
And Brasseur du Bois was 46th. So
still good, so obviously.
The underdog, though, right, in that situation. And if I believe correct, Brasseur du Bois actually moved on over Breton Sauvage. So that's the thing, is things are moving quick here.
Well, and see, that's what's kind of interesting is, I'm just trying to find them right now, but I was surprised, but yeah, Treehouse was number 34. So even though they won last year, they're ranked number 34 in this tournament.
Yeah. Be interesting to see the rating last year.
Yeah. And one thing I've also noticed here with this list of breweries is there's a lot that are called, at least, meaderies, which was kind of interesting to me because they are obviously making beer, but because they're called a meadery, I was just like, oh, that's, we don't really have as many of those here in Canada.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so we've seen like Brasseur du Bois move on the 46th seed against now the 51st seed, which is Corporate Ladder Brewing Co. So, yeah, a couple upsets early in this tournament style.
Okay. There you go. Well, should we get to maybe doing like predictions for ourselves on how this tournament is going to kind of roll out, kinda, I guess?
Unfold?
Yeah, yeah, unfold. There you go.
Well, no, there you go. Yeah. All right. Brett, do you have anything that, any kind of, where you think you'd see it?
I mean, in my personal opinion, I really don't want a meadery to win.
Okay.
Well, that's rude.
I'm just not a fan of meats.
But they can make beer also.
Yes, I understand that. But like when their name says meadery,
so Scram's Mead up against Treehouse Brewing Co. previously, you would not want to see the meadery move on.
Yeah, thank you. Oh. Thank you. That's okay. I think I'm getting that.
Okay.
For me though, I mean, obviously, there's only been I think one other brewery that I've tried in this list, and that would be the Smooge. 22. So, you know, I'm going to root for them.
Okay.
I'm going to go Smoosh, 22. Okay. What's that? Hopefully they beat Bloody Chainsaw. Smoosh all over that Bloody Chainsaw.
Jeez. This is what's coming to you, eh?
Yeah. Tyler, did you have a favorite or...
Yeah, I mean, sure, yeah. Smooge in it itself sounds great.
Sounds great.
Don't get me wrong, right? But yeah, there's still some out there. I mean, you're looking at, because it's broken down groups 1 and 4 and 2 and 3,
yeah,
with the information that they have, right? So like number one seed is, what's that? That's Pip's Meadery, which it shows that a lot of meaderies have kind of been up there, right? Yes. Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
No, that's what I said. There are a lot of meaderies, yeah,
but that are high ranked meaderies, right? Like, yeah. It's not like they're just kind of like thrown in there.
The number one and number three seeds are both meaderies.
Yeah, Smooge would be interesting to kind of see how they kind of play out on that one. I mean, the information is still kind of coming in. Treehouse, can't go wrong with Treehouse.
Not a bad pick.
I think they're gonna probably be in the semis. Yeah, quarters at least.
I mean, pulling against Scram's Mead, which was the number three ranked, over Treehouse. I feel like Treehouse has a larger reach. And this is the thing with meaderies, if you will, over breweries, right? Because mead, generally, you're going to want to be, I mean, it can be preserved. It could be, it has a longer shelf life. But I don't feel like they've got kind of like this international pull, whereas Treehouse and other traditional breweries can at least reach out a little bit more. So I think Treehouse will do well. I wouldn't mind seeing Electric Brewing Co. kind of pull up a little bit too against.
I wonder why you'd pull for an electric brewing company.
Another meadery. So I feel like that would be a kind of a good matchup. And then would end up facing Brasseur du Bois.
Oh.
So it'd be an electric and Canadian together. But yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking, Chris.
So I made my pick based on what brewery, because I'll be honest, I don't really know most of these breweries.
Sure, sure.
What brewery do I think sounds the coolest? So I went with Root and Branch Brewing. They're the number...
That's so cool, man. Really down to earth.
Yeah.
Totally. It's just like a sublet of Treehouse.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the baby brother. Yeah. So they're the 28 seed going against Prolific Brewing in the first round here. But obviously it would be pretty cool for one of the Canadian breweries to win. So
just looking, there's only one left. So. Okay, well.
Looking at some of the information, right? Scram's Mead, 19%, and Treehouse is at 81 overall on that one there. Electric, 67 to the 33, and Zymerium, Meadery. Again, the Meadery, right?
Yeah,
Troon Brewing. I'm picking all the W's here. I don't know if you see this. I'm picking, it got Hillstead Farmstead
Brewing. FanDuel should look at you for these, for
this
sure.
This is it. Brassier, yeah, that's... Like, I'm picking all the winners so far here. So there's some information. Brassiere Dubois not doing too great against Corporate Ladder right now. So we need a couple
more. We got to heighten that Corporate Ladder a little bit at Brassiere Dubois.
Smooge over the Bone Flower.
Oh, there you go.
There's my Smooge.
Yeah. Mortalis Brewing over the 8th State Brewery. So there are some changes happening here. Lots of time to vote still. Yeah.
So we mentioned Brassiere Dubois and Treehouse as the breweries that we have had beers from. And Brett, you mentioned Smooge. Have you guys had beers from any of the other breweries listed? Because I went through, I couldn't find any. What about you guys?
No.
No.
I thought I maybe had Mortalis because it was in New York, but I have not had any Mortalis. I've seen the name of it though before.
Yeah, if we're going to go with I've seen the name before...
There's a few more, yeah.
Stats, I got, yeah, you know, several, a couple of meteries in there, not a big deal. I haven't had any other ones. Again, because predominantly they're U.S.-based, right?
By the way, John, I don't think we got your pick for the champion.
Yeah. John, what are you going with? Get that in there.
Yeah.
He just wants to see everybody have fun.
Oh, he's going with the Treehouse repeat champion.
From the 34 spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad pick at
no,
all.
No. It's definitely one of those ones that people probably expect, even from a 34 seed.
I am kind of surprised that some aren't really on there. But again, that's just me, like Cigar City or something like that. Like, I figured they might be on that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a couple of Cigar City beers, like in Canada, too.
Yeah, they have them up here.
All right.
So now, if we had to create a, like, I guess... our bracket for Ontario breweries, right? So this is all breweries on tap, but if we did it just for Ontario, like we kind of talked about, what do you think? So John, is the clarifying question.
Is
this what we think the results would be or what we would choose? Okay.
Well, so like our top four.
What would you choose as your final four so breweries?
Do you want us to pit two up against each other and then coin a champion?
No. Just the four.
Okay.
So that'll be just four of them.
Just the four of them. All right, Brett, you seem well versed in this. You were well prepared.
For me, I've been to three of the four of these, but I've also had beers from all four. So obviously, Third Moon, it's got to be on there. Badlands, I just kind of visited both those places 2 weekends ago. Wood Brothers, and then the fourth one is actually going to be Willibald.
Yeah.
Would be my top four.
So I went,
and we got to go Canadian,
Ontario.
Yeah. Even though Willibald made that oyster beer that one time,
and you'll never forget,
you won't hold them against it for this purpose. So I agree with yours. Like those are good choices. But I went through my Untappd and kind of anecdotally kind of said like what beers have I kind of rated the most
That's currently what I'm doing as well.
So I went with Third Moon also. But then I also saw Sawdust City, Fairweather, and Collective Arts. So that would be my final four.
You're bringing in a couple four seeds.
a few upsets on the way.
Yeah, a few upsets instead of the one seed. Yes, indeed.
All right. Tyler. Interesting. I see what you did. I was kind of doing the same thing. Bellwoods would be up there for me, especially with the sours for sure. This is where things get a little bit crazy. I'm going to put Halo Brewing up there.
Oh, okay.
I think Halo
gets... Is it because they give away all the recipes online?
I think it's... it also was a driving force for the beer in which we created, right?
Yeah.
Was using Halo. Yeah. So good on them. I'm going to go with Rorschach.
Okay. Good choice.
And I'm stuck on the fourth. Because I do like Fairweather, but I'm gonna go with Merritt.
Oh yeah,
good I'm gonna choice. Go with Merritt. So yeah, Merritt, Halo, Rorschach, and Bellwoods.
Nice. Pretty much, we need to go to Hamilton and Toronto. Is what we're saying. Yeah. Hamilton and GTA. Yeah. Yeah.
And then John had a lot of the same ones that you had, Brett. Wood Brothers, Badlands, Third Moon, Bellwoods, and I would say it's pretty likely that those would be one seeds.
Yes. I think in terms of what we've kind of just said, I don't think anybody would complain about any of the breweries I just listed for this bracket.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if we pull this together for 2025, where those would actually seed.
Yeah.
Just the ones that we picked, but obviously the ones that we've had on the podcast too. And maybe we would do some of the ones that were on the podcast, plus minus some of our favorites that we haven't had on the podcast, and then just rank them accordingly.
I think what we do, maybe instead of doing a 64, we knock it down to like 16, and then we rank 1 through 16 and bring 16 beers from 16 different breweries, and then we just drink them on a producer special and we figure, knock it out.
Well, I don't think it's our decision, right? It's the craft beer connoisseurs community.
Yeah, that's true.
They should be deciding.
They should. Which, decide what I just said. It makes sense.
Said no one ever. All right. You guys got any final thoughts on this one?
No, I think it's brackets are always fun, yes, right? Because you pit other, you know, whatever it is, whether it's breweries, teams, whatever, against each other and kind of come up with a final winner. So I think it's always fun to do that sort of stuff.
So we're on agreements, 2025, Craft Beer Connoisseurs,
March Madness. The year of the CBC bracket.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Sounds good. So with that being said, that's going to be it for today's producer special.
Thank you again for listening. Keep on listening. Every other Thursdays, the Craft Beer Connoisseurs release a new episode and on our off Thursdays for these unique producer specials.
And remember to drink responsibly and do not drink and drive.
So from all of us and producer John, I'm Tyler.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Chris.
And together, we're the Craft Beer Connoisseurs.